Day 334, or November the 30th. Always be under the influence. Our thoughts today come from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul gives us loads of great practical advice towards the end of his letter to the church in Ephesus. He tells us to be united and gifted by God, to get rid of the old self and put on the new self given to us by Christ. We are to be filled with the Spirit and be godly husbands, wives, parents, and children. In the last chapter, Paul gives us those marvelous words describing the armor of God that will protect us from the evil one, but only when we put it on. And now today's action step. It seems drunkenness is a big problem in 21st century Britain, but frankly, I can remember growing up in the 1950s when I regularly witnessed men staggering home after a good night out. I suppose the main difference between then and now are that it's not televised or printed in the newspapers, and it was primarily men, whereas it's both male and female now. I have deliberately not said men and women, because many of the offenders are too young to be described as such. Why is it that particularly today people drink cheap alcohol in order to get drunk and then go to the pubs and clubs for a good time? I believe it's because everyone knows that we are not complete. We are not all we should be, and something needs to be added. I'm sure you will have heard what I heard years ago, that we all have a God-shaped holiness that can only be filled completely by God. We believers need to be filled with His Spirit and under His influence in order to be complete. We Brits usually like to be in control of ourselves, but that's not what God wants. He wants us to be so influenced by Him that we will live a richer life than we could ever live without Him. Whose control are you under today?